and welcome to another Made in Media Group production of On Purpose Magazine, featuring interesting, inspiring, educational, and entertaining stories, discussions, and interviews of purpose, with purpose, on purpose. Hello, everybody. This is J.W. Najarian, and I'm here today with Brendan McMahon and Gregory Scott. How are you guys doing?
Good. Great.
Great to have you on today. Gregory, you are with New Directions, and that's the veterans organization. And Brendan, you work with New Directions, but with from your position at the West Los Angeles Chamber of Commerce, correct?
That's right. Yep. I'm on the board of the West LA Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Brendan, you brought this together. New Directions, the board, how is that all working together?
Well, I was one of many, many people that brought it together. Actually, New Directions has been a nonprofit member of, of the West LA Chamber of Commerce for some time. And about 2 years ago, together we decided we should sort of organize at the time what was referred to as a spring walk. And it was the one person on the committee from the Chamber of Commerce was this lovely woman named Molly, who's north of 80 and had never planned sort of a walk before. And I was asked at the time to, would I like to get involved on the committee? I was fairly new to the chamber a couple of years ago, and I said, yeah, I used to do 5Ks and 10Ks a lot growing up. I would love to help out. And then I got on board and realized it was a much bigger task than just sort of a walk in the park, so to speak. And so along with many, many people at New Directions and many, many people at the West LA Chamber, I've been helping try to move this forward, as well as with Greg's help too.
Well, that's wonderful. Greg, you're new on the job. You just came in about 6-7 months ago. And how's that going?
Well, it's gone pretty well. Certainly, I am, you know, as you said, I've been on the president, the new president and CEO here at New Directions since October. So it's been about 6 or 7 months. And I'm very, very excited about the organization, about, you know, what we're doing, you know, to help veterans. New Directions has been around for 20 years, primarily helping homeless veterans who are dealing with any type of substance abuse or mental health issue. We operate out of 5 different locations, providing transitional housing services, helping veterans get jobs, helping them, you know, get permanent housing, and really helping them get back on their feet. So right now we know that veterans are a high priority in the country. Veterans have fought in our latest wars and coming back home, and we just want to be a safety net for as they, you know, actually back into their families, back into the community, and really help veterans get back on their feet.
Right, and, you know, actually, it's almost like the veterans have been not always the highest priority. That's why they need we need people like New Directions and organizations like New Directions to like you said, give a safety net here. I understand you had mentioned that it started out with homeless, and the numbers, as I understand them, you can tell me if I'm wrong, Gregory, 6,400 maybe a night veterans might be sleeping in the streets of just Los Angeles, and you guys don't think you have more than 200, 300 beds right now.
You're absolutely right. I think the latest numbers, in terms of L.A. County, it's probably about 8,100.
Wow.
In L.A. County, it's probably about 8,100. Homeless vets on any given night, and it is the homeless capital anywhere in the country. So certainly we all understand that Los Angeles has a problem as it relates to homeless veterans, and as you stated, you know, they haven't always been, you know, the priority, and our organization has been around, you know, for 20 years trying to make sure that we focus on that particular population and helping get off the street. But you're absolutely right, it's a high number. You know, one is too many for individuals,
right,
who have fought in our wars. You know, we have a lot of Vietnam vets who are in our programs, and now we're seeing more of veterans who are coming back from the Iraq and Afghanistan war, and who also need our service. And I would say that they're leaving one war, they come back to another battle, and they're coming back to battle the economy, and they're dealing with issues of PTSD, you know, trying to get a job, trying to reunify with their family. So it's a major issue.
Right. So, Gregory, what is one of the bigger problems we see all the time that, as we understand it, there's a lot of great programs out there like yours, but the vets, I don't know if the vets are always told about them, or it seems like if there's that many vets still out on the street, that a lot of the services are not necessarily utilized. Is that true or not?
That's partly true. I think what we've learned is that many of the vets, as I stated earlier, many of the vets that we've historically served have been veterans who have been from the Vietnam era, from the mm-hmm. Vietnam War. And so they, many of them have been, some of them have been homeless for, 10 years, 12 years, 20, even some 20 years.
Right.
And I think those individuals, know about various resources and various programs that are out there. I think our task and our challenge is how do we reach the new vets who are coming home,
right.
Who have an average age of 28, who the suicide rate is higher than any other war that we've experienced. They're not necessarily showing up on our doorstep. They're not necessarily showing up on the streets of Skid Row yet. And we got to find a way to outreach to them in a way that's very different than the current population.
Yeah, you're saying that the age is 28 is the average. We know now that from 18 to 24, the unemployment rate for the vet is higher than not only any other number in the state or nationally, but it's higher than the civilian counterpart, even though they're highly trained. And to me, that's a bit embarrassing as a country. So I know that above 24 to 28 and beyond, the numbers are still high and higher than the civilian counterpart. So a lot of the veterans are coming out of the military, and they're told how to work as a team. And a lot of stuff is taken care of for them, and they're let out with, their ditty bag, a couple bucks in their pocket, and told to survive in some hard economic times. And so I know it's tough for these guys.
Yeah, it is very tough, and you stated correctly that for that age group, the unemployment rate, if we look at 2011 numbers and going to the second quarter this year, that number was hovering around 30%.
Yeah,
and when you look at the civilian counterparts, even though the unemployment rate is high around the country, the civilian counterparts, the average in 2011, the unemployment rate was around 9.3%. Although it's gotten lower since then, so certainly that age group is more challenged than any other age group. So if you look at an 18-year-old who graduates from high school, goes right into the service. He's probably served 4 or 5, maybe even 8 tours. He's now 28 years old, 27 years old, and he's coming back to compete in a job market against someone who went to USC. And although they have skill levels of being a part of a team and leadership, I think there's a lot of transferable skills. They're also focused on getting their education and trying to go back to school and right. Along with dealing with other barriers like severe PTSD and other issues like that as well. So it's certainly a challenge for them.
Yeah, and it's been tough with employers too. There's a lot of employers that state that they want to hire vets, and we're appreciative of that all the time. But then it's behind closed doors. They can be a little afraid to hire a vet because of the PTSD issue, that they might have some extra issues that they really don't, some extra issues that they really don't want to deal with on their hands. So I can understand why it's tough for an employer to really want to reach out all the time.
If I could jump in, I was actually talking to some veterans at an event recently, and they were giving an example which sort of speaks to what you guys are talking about. It's not uncommon for a soldier to be in active duty on, for example, March 15th, and on April 1st or April 10th be here at stateside applying for a job, applying to take classes. It's a shocking shift in experience, and there's a lot of people involved in trying to help veterans come back and integrate properly, and it's not an easy task, and it's part of what we're up against in trying to help, because that sort of shocking culture change, just period, with or without PTSD, is not an easy transition.
Right. And Gregory, how are you guys attacking that? Because you're not just about giving some beds to some homeless guys, vets at night. You have whole programs there. Could you talk to those a little bit?
Sure. I think the thing that's really unique about what New Directions does is that, we're not, like you said, we're not just kind of an emergency shelter. where someone can just get a bed for the night and, you know, they get a meal and that's it. We really provide a lot of comprehensive wraparound services to every individual who comes into our program. And the other thing we're learning, too, is that 15% of these veterans who served in combat in this last war, 15% of them are women. So we're also seeing a lot more female veterans who are
right.
coming back as well. But we do have a lot of wraparound services that we provide for each individual. From, you know, we have a whole clinical staff that provides mental health services. We have a substance abuse program that helps around any individuals dealing with substance abuse. We have job development programs where we're helping individuals get job training and also trying to help them get placed into jobs. We help with credit repair, family reunification, resume writing. So we really wrap a lot of services around every individual.
Well, that's a lot of stuff. And I did an interview. I think Brendan, you remember, I did an interview with one of the guys that worked there and actually went through the program, who had all kinds of drug issues. And he was telling me how the program really went far and beyond and well and above what they needed to do to get him, you know, help to get away from drugs and working in various programs. And I also remember there were some, that you work, I think I remember hearing that you guys work with local police and authorities to make sure that if a vet is gone to jail, or that you guys know about it, so you can lend support as quickly as possible, those kind of things. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We have a strong relationship with you know, the local police department, as well as local court systems that are here. And oftentimes, if they're a veteran, instead of them, you know, during their time in a county jail, they can you know, come to a program like ours and get rehabilitated. And it's, you know, certainly the cost for that is a lot less, but certainly we have a number of individual veterans who are now changing their life around because they're able to come to our program and get training, get counseling, get case management, and really begin to change their lives around.
Right. Do you guys get funds from the state or the city, or do you get help from any of governmental funds or grants?
Yeah, a big part of our funding comes from the VA, from the Veterans Administration.
Okay.
And we get, you know, we get other federal funds, and then we also do a lot of fundraisers as well, which is
mm-hmm.
this one event that we're doing on Memorial Day, Walk for Warriors, is a part of that.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that because, you know, they don't make up, they don't pay all the bills, right?
Right.
And so you guys do appreciate donations and support and sponsors for different things. And one of the events that you're having this year for Memorial Day is the Walk for Warriors. I know, Brendan, you're working on that, and Gregory. So why don't you guys tell me about the Walk for Warriors that's happening?
Yeah, I can jump in if you want, Greg. It's our second annual Walk for Warriors, JW, that we're doing on Memorial Day, Monday, May 28th, on the New Directions and VA campus in Westwood. It's on Wilshire Boulevard, just west of the 405. It's going to be great. We did it last year. Like I said, we sort of planned it the best we could. We didn't know who was going to show up, and we had almost 600 people participate and more than 600 people there that day. Doug McIntyre of KABC Radio was our MC. He was fantastic. He was not able to join us this year due to a scheduling conflict, but we were fortunate enough to have Christine Devine of Fox 11 News come in, and she's going to be our MC and host this year, and we're really excited to have her. It's a terrific family event. We have an area called the Warrior Wall where people can come in and sort of write a message to a warrior that they might want to be paying tribute to. It's a 5K run or walk. The run is at 8 a.m. and the walk is going to be at 9 a.m. And we have a couple of radio stations coming down, Jack FM and Amp Radio. Some local DJs are going to be giving music on the course. And we're really trying to get over 1,000 people this year out at Walk for Warriors on Memorial Day.
Yeah, and I was there last year, and what a wonderful event, especially for your first annual. Usually, you know, the first one is always rough.
Fingers crossed, right?
Right. No, you guys did a great job, and there was a lot of participation. You had a great stage out there. There were some great talks and some great information handed out. But you also had booths there for a lot of different entities that are helping. And what's that about?
Just various members of the community that either are or are not members of the Chamber of Commerce that want to sort of be a resource to the veteran community and to the supporters of the veteran community. And there'll be more of those this year as well. I think maybe a little bit more than we had last year. And it's going to be a great event. And yeah,
so it's a great event for the kids and for the adults and for the vets. And, yeah, because, I mean, you have a big grassy area to hang out there and lots of things to do and lots of things to see. And, of course, bring your running shorts and your tennis shoes and do a walk or a run. And how does that work? Do you get the sponsorship or anything or you just donate to be in the run?
You do. Everyone, like any traditional sort of 5K or 10K, you'll pay a registration fee, which is $35 up until the 17th, and then I think it goes up from there until Memorial Day. And then that sort of helps pay for, you know, the production of the event with police and, you know, staging and sound and what have you. The way that people can really help is to sponsor a runner or a walker. They can go onto the website, which is walkforwarriors.org. And they can sponsor a runner. They can participate virtually where they can sort of pledge money and be involved that way. And actually, we're giving out a ton of prizes. Actually, the first 150 people that raise $100 of sponsorship through their individual or their team efforts will get two tickets to a Dodger game happening in June, I think the 16th, Father's Day weekend, if you want to get a ticket and bring out your dad or your son. That's a great way. And there's tons of other prizes. They gave out these great Walk for Warriors sweatshirts and different bags. I actually got one of those sweatshirts last year for raising money, and it's awesome. And there's going to be a lot. The event is really growing by leaps and bounds, and I'm excited to see it, and hopefully more people will come out and join us this year.
Well, that's wonderful. Again, that's walkforwarriors.org, and that's happening, of course, on Memorial Day, Monday, May 28th. And so just go to the website and check in there. And Gregory,
yes.
If people want to donate directly or find out more about New Directions, what's the website there?
They can go to ND, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, vets. So it's ndvets.org. And, they get a lot of...
ndvets.org.
Yeah, ndvets.org.
Wonderful. So go to ndvets.org, check out New Directions, and congratulations on your new post there, Gregory. I know it's a lot of work. Brendan, thank you very much. It's great talking to you again. It was fun last year, and look forward to this year. And you can go to find out more for Walk for Warriors. Go to walkforwarriors.org. Gregory Scott, Brendan McMahon, thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much, JW. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to our Meta Media Group production of On Purpose Magazine. You can find On Purpose Magazine at onpurposemagazine.com. On Purpose Magazine and JW On Purpose is the property and is the trademark of Meta Media Group, and this audio is copyright 2012, and all rights are reserved.